From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has fired the FBI's former number two official, Andrew McCabe, prompting McCabe to say he's being targeted because he is a crucial witness in whether President Trump tried to obstruct the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump applauded McCabe's firing. He's been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder tweeted, "This is dangerous," when referring to McCabe's ouster. As the dispute between Britain and Russia mounts over the poisoning on British soil of a former Russian spy, the Kremlin decided to expel 23 British diplomats. Britain expelled 23 Russian diplomats last week. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia remain in serious condition from exposure to a nerve agent some believe came from Russia. British Prime Minister Theresa May is being urged by British lawmakers and analysts not to hesitate to seize assets invested in Britain by Russian plutocrats. Russians voting today for president in an election expected to give Vladimir Putin a win. Kyle Wilson is a former Australian diplomat to Russia.
I mean, even Russian commentators are saying that not only will Mr. Putin be endorsed for another 6 years in what is being called an election, but really is, you know, a formalized voting procedure, a kind of ritual, but that he's likely to stay on until the end of his days, because to leave power in Russia, as Russian history shows, is very, very risky. In the whole history of Russia, only four Russian leaders have left power peacefully and alive.
Mr. Putin faces opposition from Boris Nemtsov, who is dead, and Alexei Navalny, who is in jail. This is VOA News. South Korean media saying a senior North Korean diplomat is headed to Finland to meet with former U.S. diplomats. This after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats that could lead to a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Swedish U.N. Ambassador Olof Skugg.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong addressed leaders and other officials at South Asian nations gathered for the final day of a summit in Sydney today. Australia is hosting the ASEAN meeting despite not being a member of the 10-nation bloc. Here's Prime Minister Turnbull.
Our commitment to the centrality of ASEAN and the commitment of Australia to ASEAN at the very heart of the stability, the prosperity, the security of our region. A region is where adherence to rules delivers lasting peace, where the rights of all states are respected, where open markets facilitate the free flow of trade, capital and ideas, and where the rule of law protects all nations.
ASEAN seeking to tighten political and trade ties in the region amid China's rising influence. Thousands of protesters, many of them migrants stranded in Greece, took to the streets of Athens this weekend to march against racism. The protesters chanted, "Open the borders," and marched and waved handmade placards. In March of 2016, the European Union and Turkey agreed to stem the flow of migrants. Petros Kantanatiu is president of a group fighting racism.
This is a crime on the hands of the European Union that they signed the agreement between them and Turkey. We demand an end to this. We want open borders.
While the demonstrations took place in Greece, 16 people, including at least 5 children, drowned when their small boat capsized in the Aegean Sea, the highest death toll of migrants trying to reach outlying Greek islands for months. Saturday's march takes place days before the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, which is observed worldwide on March the 21st. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.